It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
Hey, Mr. Capello, how are you?
I'm fine, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
And we're live. It is the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. Welcome to it. We're joined now by Sizwe Capello. The Sizwe Capello Foundation has called for the banning of the pit bull breed classification as a domestic animal in South Africa. Recent headlines not making pretty reading, lots and lots of pit bull attacks resulting in deaths in some cases. Mr. Capello, thank you for joining us. Your reaction to this is to call for a banning of the breed as a domestic animal.
South Africa, let's face it, we are facing a pit bull crisis. As a foundation, we raised an alarm to say something has to be done. Government has to step in and put a stop and to the carnage that we are experiencing in South Africa. These continued unnecessary deaths have to be stopped, and we need to act now. We are happy that a number of South Africans have supported us. Over a quarter of half a million citizens have gone through our petition, and 130,000 have actually signed. We still need more people to support us. We are in conversation with the Department of Agriculture, Land Affairs, and Rural Development. We are going to deliver the petition before the 15th of December. So we are very concerned about what is happening. Clearly now, numbers do not lie. Pit bull is a problem. Pit bull is a monster that needs to be removed from the society.
Mr. Capello, it's an emotive issue. There are petitions on both sides of the argument, as I'm sure you know. You say your petition has got around 130,000 signatures so far. How are people signing up? Where do they go to?
They go to see the Capello Foundation on Facebook, like our page, and the WhatsApp link will direct them to the petition. It only takes a person less than 3 seconds to sign up on the petition. And we need that signature because we need to go to government and substantiate our call by a number of testimonies that we've received from many, many South Africans. I also want to dismiss the myth that pit bull is targeting only black South Africans. The number of pit bull victims, past victims, who are living with deep wounds physically and emotionally, are black, white, Indian, and colored. It's all South Africans. Let's not attach race to this issue. It's a very serious issue. It's affecting every citizen. And we as a foundation are sitting with evidence which we are going to use to substantiate our call to government. We are happy that we already know that the department is already working on technicalities around the issue, though we're not sure if they're going to respond positively to our call. But we now know that there are activities at their level that are aimed at responding to what is happening in South Africa. Well, the carnage calls for action. And we got involved in the foundation because we were concerned about the right to life, which is guaranteed by our constitution to every South African. That life is now being threatened by a particular dog breed, which is a pit bull. And the arguments that are coming up that all power breeds are a problem. We agree, we think government must also come and seek to regulate all dog ownership, including other power breeds. But we are saying with this particular breed, which has proven itself to be unpredictable, which behaves like a loaded gun, needs to be removed from society. We've noted the other activities, which include the counter petition. We expected opposition. We did not expect every South African to be in agreement with us. But what we do not accept and reject are the insults and the arrogance being displayed by some South Africans, particularly those who claim to love the breed. Oppose us, come with counter arguments that are aimed at finding solution, because at the end of the day, we need to put a stop to the carnage that the country is facing.
Mr. Capello, your evidence that you've collected so far, does it show that there's an increase in the prevalence of these pit bull attacks, or have they always been there and they just haven't been highlighted or made headlines?
Absolutely. There is an increase based on the research that we have done. There have been sporadic attacks, few in KwaZulu-Natal, in the Western Cape, Northern Cape. But what is happening now, it's something that has never been witnessed by South Africa before. So there is a crisis now because almost every week you have an attack. Of course, there are those South Africans, particularly children, who have not been fortunate enough to live to tell the story. But there are people that have been attacked and were lucky to survive. Only yesterday, we received a report that in Queenstown, a pit bull had to be shot twice in order to rescue a middle-aged man who got mauled by that dog. And that person was seen at a particular clinic. We're still following up on that. This is another incident on top of the unfortunate portal threat incident where a person has died. So this is a serious issue. It's not about a dog anymore. It's about the lives of those who have been cut short by this dog. This dog is behaving just like a lion. It is a wild animal as far as the foundation is concerned. And we are very clear. We want government to do the right thing, follow suit on those countries that have already imposed a ban on this particular breed.
So the petition, is it going to be delivered to Minister Toko Didiza, the Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development Minister, or where is it going? And what initial reaction have you had from government sources?
Yes, it's going to be delivered and received by the minister. We are already in conversation with her office. We now know that we are going to be given a date before the 15th of December, and we're going to go to Pretoria to present the petition. And we're not just going to give government a petition. We're going to give government that petition, which has got more than 132,000. More than 600,000 have gone through the petition, and more than 80,000 South Africans have shared the petition. But on top of that, we are going to substantiate our call to government and say, apart from these South Africans that have actually signed, there are victims who are within society living without their limbs. Majority, some of them do not have arms as we speak. And one of those is going to join us when we deliver the petition. She is going to be physically there in the department with the delegation of the foundation.
Do you have a target in mind? You say around 132,000 signatures on the petition as you speak. You're going to deliver on the 15th of December. Have you set a target or not necessarily?
We have doubled our target and gone beyond, because our target was 50,000. But we got derailed now by the department because we did not want to just go to the department without notice. We want to be very objective about this, and we want a thorough process. And what I also want to mention to South Africans, the foundation is not calling for an overnight action. There is a process that we expect government to engage on, because this is a very serious issue. It has to be done within the law. And we expect government, before they take any decision, to also go to public and conduct public hearings so that they come up with a law that would stand against any scrutiny, a law that would be acceptable to South Africans. So we expect that process to ensue once we deliver the petition. We don't expect this to be an event. It's going to be an ongoing. But we have started a petition, raised an alarm, and the numbers have actually shown that indeed the foundation was correct to say government must step in and do something about a monster that has been allowed to live with the humans within society, when it is supposed to be living somewhere in the bush with other vicious and dangerous animals.
Sizwe Kapela from the Sizwe Kapela Foundation. It's an emotive issue. We appreciate you joining the discussion on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann today. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you very much.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.